All right, wrestling fans, this is Southern Dynamite here with you for your favorite fantasy wrestling league on the internet, Pro Wrestling America. We are coming to you from the Renaissance Coliseum in Peoria this week, and we've got some great matches coming up, including the Interstate 74 number one contender tournament with Nightmare Danny Davis facing off against Chad Fortune. Doug Gilbert is defending that Interstate 74 title against Gorgeous Jimmy Garvin. We got Rick the Model Martel facing off against Razor Ramon. Iceman King Parsons and Farouk in a non-title match. Jerry Lawler and Superstar Billy Graham also in a non-title match. And our main event this week is the American Tag Team titles on the line. The Fabulous Ones defending the titles against their stable mates, Harlem Heat. And it's one of those where, yeah, they are having a bit of a feud, even being in the same stable. But Alexander will remind us, and probably will for quite some time, that even though there is this rivalry between the two tag teams, it's not going to affect the York Foundation terribly. So we'll see how that goes. All right, let's go back to this past weekend, house shows. Friday night, Moline, we had Scott Taylor defeat Robert Fuller. Iron Mike Sharp and Chris Canyon fought to a double countout. Ron Simmons defeated Razor Ramon. The six-person tag team match. You had Sunshine, Rick the Model Martel, and Reggie Be Fine battle with Alexandra York and the Gorgeous Gentleman to a no contest in that main event. Saturday night in Freeport, you had Brian Christopher defeat Jimmy Golden. Stan Lane defeated the Italian Stallion. The Nightmares defeated the Rock and Roll RPMs in a non-title match. And then mixed tag team match. Missy Hyatt and Iceman King Parsons defeated Sunshine and Haku by disqualification in that main event. So some wild and woolly stuff this past weekend, but we're going to have a little bit more of that coming up in the next couple of weeks. So look for that as well. All right, for tonight, we start off with the Interstate 74 tournament. Nightmare Danny Davis facing off against Chad Fortune. Fortune comes out with Alexander and grabs the microphone from the ring announcer. He rants about the fact that he is in this ridiculous tournament that Eddie Gilbert has put together. He should be considered a top contender for the Interstate 74 title without having to prove himself. He should even be considered for a shot at the Illinois heavyweight title. And of course, he's interrupted by the Nightmares. Danny being his opponent tonight, he seeks to have Fortune look on the bright side. This tournament will allow him to prove his claims to everyone. Fortune nails Danny with a cheap shot. The two brawl for a second while Ken, Michelle, and Alexandra leave the ring. Tommy Young rings the bell to start the match. Shortly thereafter, Fortune tosses Danny over the top rope, causing the disqualification. Danny Davis is your winner, advancing in the tournament by disqualification in 36 seconds. Ken climbs back into the ring. He gets into Fortune's face, but Fortune tosses him over the top rope as well. Fortune demands the microphone again. When he gets it, he demands that Doug Gilbert defend the title against him instead of the stupid tournament. Eddie and Doug come out to the entrance ramp. Eddie tells Fortune that he needs to prove himself in order to get a title shot. Tonight, the title is being defended by a worthy opponent from the York Foundation. That opponent is Gorgeous Jimmy Garvin. Garvin is definitely a much better opponent for the Interstate 74 title than Fortune ever will be. Fortune starts to say something, but he's attacked from behind by the Nightmares. He seems to have forgotten all about them, but he is knocked out of the ring by a double dropkick. The Gilberts leave the entrance ramp so that Fortune may get his comeuppance from the Nightmares. Fortune gets back to his feet. The Nightmares slingshot over the top rope into a flying double shoulder block on Fortune. Michelle urges the Nightmares to leave the ringside area and Fortune to wallow in his own self-pity. So Chad Fortune is not having the greatest day. Our next match has Haku facing off against Bradshaw, and they have a vicious brawl with each other. Both men brutally tear into each other with about every move they have in their arsenals. The crowd stays on their feet for the entire match. They love the action these two give them. Haku misses a flying headbutt. When he gets back to his feet, Bradshaw takes him down with a clothesline from hell for the pin in a time of 9 minutes, 10 seconds. Your winner is Bradshaw. Now we get to the Interstate 74 title being on the line. Doug Gilbert comes out to defend his Interstate 74 title against his hand-picked opponent. He climbs into the ring with a palpable air of arrogance. Garvin comes out to the ring with Alexandra. She declares the computer's prediction that Garvin will be the next Interstate 74 champion in 5 minutes. Doug comes a bit unglued with the pronouncement. Doug attacks Garvin. Missy and Alexandra leave the ring so that David Manning can call for the bell. The match is a fairly even affair until Chad Fortune makes his way to the ring. Fortune climbs into the ring and nails Garvin with a forearm. Alexander starts to scream as Manning calls for the bell, giving Garvin the win by disqualification in a time of 5 minutes, 11 seconds. Fortune tears into Doug before Garvin pulls him off. Garvin spins him around and demands to know what the heck is going on. Fortune shoves Garvin away. Alexandra grabs his arm, but he tears it away from her and leaves the ring. So you have Doug Gilbert still the Interstate 74 champion, Jimmy Garvin getting the win by DQ, but having his own stablemate attack him. And he and Alexandra are both trying to figure out what's going on. Next match has Bunkhouse Buck facing off against Brian Christopher. Brian and Buck have a good match. Brian is clearly outmatched by Buck's strength and overall bad mood. Buck nearly takes Brian's head off with a clothesline over the top rope while Nick Patrick was knocked out. Buck climbs out of the ring and tosses Brian into the ring post and the ring steps before rolling him back into the ring to get the pin with the Brainbuster in a time of 9 minutes, 45 seconds. Your winner is Bunkhouse Buck. Backstage, Mark Lawrence meets up with Chad Fortune in the loading dock. Fortune tries to get away, but Mark is insistent. Fortune declares that he is through with the PWA. He only came here because Eric Watts begged him to come into the territory. But Watts left. Fortune thought he had something worthwhile here, but there's nothing for him in the PWA. He asks Mark to kindly take his aunt off of him so that he can leave in peace. Fortune leaves the arena. Mark is dumbfounded as the camera fades back to the ring. And at the ring, we have Martel and Sunshine coming out to the ring. Martel takes the microphone and berates Garvin for not being able to take the Interstate 74 title away from a punk like Doug Gilbert. Martel laughs that Garvin calls himself gorgeous when he can't even keep it together in the ring. Razor Ramon comes out and tells Martel that he needs to focus on who his real opponent is. The two have a great match until Razor has Martel set up for the Razor's Edge. But Jerry Calhoun distracts him. Razor turns and Martel's legs knock Calhoun aside. Razor nails the Razor's Edge, but Jimmy Garvin comes down to the ring and grabs Martel in a brainbuster before Razor eventually gets the pin. Garvin tells Razor, "You're welcome," before he leaves the ring. Your winner in a time of 9 minutes, 46 seconds is Razor Ramon. Although, yes, with the assist from gorgeous Jimmy Garvin. All right, we go to the IAW update as last Thursday, June 12th, International Heavyweight title on the line as Universal Heartthrob successfully defended the title against Triple H in Indianapolis. A good match, but it was one where Austin Idol barely kept the title together. All right, next match has the Rock and Roll RPMs facing off against the State Patrol. J.J. Dillon accompanies the RPMs down to the ring. The State Patrol look about as shocked as the fans about Dillon's appearance. Dillon is the new manager for the Stud Stable, but apparently he has brought together two of the tag teams that have been bitter rivals under his tutelage. The match doesn't last long as Lane singles out Wright. Lane gets the pin on him after a backbreaker flying leg drop combo in a time of 2 minutes, 55 seconds. Dillon takes the microphone and explains to the fans that he has returned to reinforce what had been great in the PWA a year ago. Back before Akbar took control of everything and drove most of the good talent away. Dillon has taken over the managerial duties for the Stud Stable and his newest acquisitions, the Rock and Roll RPMs. Dillon says that he is planning to create the greatest stable that professional wrestling has ever seen. He tells us to watch and see what happens next and who might be next in that stable. All right, we move on into our final three matches, two of them being non-title matches. The first one being Iceman King Parsons facing off against Farouk. The International Tag Team Champions, the Acolytes, have been badgering Iceman that he won't defend the title against either of them, nor does he desire to get in the ring with either of them. Missy attempts to get the IAW to make a tag team title for title match between the International Tag Team Champions and the team of the International Heavyweight Champion, Austin Idol, and Illinois Champion, Iceman King Parsons. She was not very successful. Therefore, we have the singles match between Iceman and Farouk. Even with no titles on the line, these two champions have a great match. Farouk's size and strength eventually wear down Iceman. Farouk nails him with the clothesline from hell, but Missy gets onto the ring apron to distract Randy Anderson. Missy and Randy tangle around the ropes as Doug Gilbert climbs over the guardrail and slides into the ring. Farouk sees him and gets to his feet. Duck goes to hit him with the Interstate 74 title belt, but Farouk ducks it. Farouk nails Doug with a vicious spine buster on top of Iceman before throwing him out of the ring. Missy gets off the ring apron to check on Doug as Farouk covers Iceman for the pin, getting the win in a time of 16 minutes, 1 second. Maybe this will get Farouk a title shot at the Illinois heavyweight title. We'll have to wait and see. The other non-title match is American heavyweight champion Jerry the King Lawler facing off against superstar Billy Graham. And Graham and Lawler have a great classic encounter. But Lawler misses a flying body press and gets tangled up in the ropes. Graham takes over from there to make him submit to a bear hug in a time of 20 minutes, 8 seconds. Your winner is superstar Billy Graham. Probably, again, going to get him another title shot really soon at the American heavyweight title. But now we have the American tag team titles on the line, as our main event has the two hottest tag teams in the PWA facing off against each other. Now, the Acolytes might have something to say about that, but between Harlem Heat and the Fabulous Ones, they definitely think they are the two hottest tag teams in the PWA. Harlem Heat seeks to dominate with their power and high-flying moves, but the Fabulous Ones use their technical skills to keep them grounded for the last half of the match. Kern gets the pin on Stevie Ray with a roll-up and a handful of tights to keep the titles, the Fabulous Ones winning the match in a time of 41 minutes, 45 seconds. Now again, like I said earlier, these are stablemates, both of them representing the York Foundation. What's the deal with the tights and, you know, using them to get the win? I don't know. Alexandra says it's not going to affect the York Foundation, that this is business for the fans, so we'll have to see. But this week it is the Fabulous Ones getting the win over Harlem Heat, keeping the titles, and yet we'll have to see what happens with the York Foundation. All right, that is it for this week. Next week we go to the United Center, and we see some great action coming up, especially as we continue the Interstate 74 title tournament with Curtis Thompson facing off against Rock and Roll RPM Mike Davis. You have Stevie Ray facing off against Bunkhouse Buck. The Illinois Tag Team titles on the line with the Nightmares defending against the Rock and Roll RPMs. And that six-person tag team match again that I told you about we had in the house shows. Rematch next week as the Gorgeous Gentleman and Alexander York face off against Rick the Model Martel, Reggie Be Fine, and Sunshine. And then, yes, American heavyweight title on the line next week in our main event. Jerry the King Lawler defending against superstar Billy Graham. Come back for that as we have a great end to the month of June planned. But again, as always, this is Southern Dynamite thanking you for being here, supporting your favorite fantasy wrestling league on the internet, Pro Wrestling America. We will see you next week.